How about some old-fashioned TV, which I do get? HBO's new show, Beforeigners, is about people from the past that mysteriously show up and get stranded in the present.
As we are hearing, these reports seem to confirm that this is happening in a number of locations all over the world. There are still no official explanations, but unofficial observations keep pouring in on social medias, and they all seem to be pointing in the same direction, that individuals from the past...
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has been watching. Hey, Eric.
Thank you. Glad to talk about it.
First of all, intriguing premise. We should also say, though, that that news broadcast we heard from the show is in English. This is a Norwegian production with English subtitles.
I know.
What else do we need to know about the concept?
Well, so and also people should know that the way to see this is through HBO's streaming service or on-demand service. I love talking about this show. It's trying to get viewers to think about immigrants in a new way. They call them timeigrants. They're people who have somehow wound up in the present day, and they may have come from the Stone Age, they may have come from the Viking era, or they may have come from the Victorian era. In this show, they appear in the waters outside Oslo, but it's supposedly happening all over the world, and they have no memory of how they wound up traveling forward in time, but they land and then they don't go back. And so after 5 years, the world has to figure out how to integrate these people into modern society. And of course, all of it is just a great way to create this allegory for the immigrant experience that Europe is facing and that America is facing.
Well, exactly. And I want to talk to you about that. But I mean, first, you mentioned where the era of where these characters came from. I only saw the trailer, but to me, it kind of looked like a blend between Cops show and Game of Thrones, if that gives people some sort of a flavor. But you're right. This is clearly an allegory about something else. Do you think it's effective?
I think it's very effective. And what's interesting about it to me is some of these people come from the past and they bring their grievances with them. They bring their old alliances. They bring their old hates with them, and they recreate them in the modern age. I think sometimes TV shows in a heightened, fictionalized universe try to present these questions that are harder to answer when you're dealing with people who look different than you, or you're dealing with people who are from a markedly different culture than you. Handmaid's Tale, for example, I think gets people to think about slavery in a different way because it shows essentially middle-class white women sort of forced into sexual slavery. And then all of a sudden, you have a different appreciation for all the things that are required to enslave someone in a government and in a society that considers itself a democracy. And so in this case, you have these people who come from history, right? So they're not people from another land who are a different color or a totally different culture. These are the ancestors of the people who are actually there. So when they show up, you know, one of the characters talks about how he could remember chasing down food, you know, on the shores of Oslo back in the Stone Age. And then all of a sudden, he's living in this wonderful house on the edge of the water with air conditioning and internal heat and a car. And so, you know, some people make that transition well, other people don't. And at the heart of it, you know, one of these timeigrants shows up dead, and it seems as if the person was murdered. And so you have this duo of detectives. One of them is someone whose life was essentially destroyed when these timeigrants started showing up. His marriage ended, and his ex-wife ended up with someone from the 1800s. And a woman who is one of the first timeigrants to become a police detective. And the two of them team up to try and figure out what's actually going on. And I don't want to say much more than that because it would kind of be a spoiler.
In our challenge here in talking about this show and about that scene is that we would play a clip, maybe, but it's mostly in Norwegian, so we can't, you wouldn't understand if there's English subtitles. It's produced
by
HBO.
Wouldn't, and there's like, and there's cursing on the show because it's an HBO show, and we probably wouldn't even know if they were like cursing in Norwegian. So, we just want to be, to err on the side of caution.
That would require far too much homework on our side, right? So, but what do you think? Will it go over well with an American audience?
I think there are some TV consumers who are really interested in sampling television from other cultures. There are people, they have their British dramas that they love, or, you know, Israeli television is starting to make a real impact. Netflix, for example, just debuted its first drama that was entirely made in Africa called Queen Sona. And so HBO's been doing this. You know, they've had other series that have been done in European countries and overseas. But this is a really interesting one. And I think it's just a hidden little gem that gets you to think a little differently about the immigrant experience, and also teaches you a little bit about Norwegian culture if you're not sort of aware of what that culture is like.
Well, it intrigues me. I think I'll try it. The show is HBO's Beforeuners. The TV critic is NPR's Eric Deggans. Thanks so much, Eric.
Thanks for having me.